We're on Daf Hey Omed Aleph for today's Shia, but we have to go back to the bottom two lines on Daf Dalin Omed Beis, which start with Lema Baha Kamiflegi. We had a machlokes yesterday between Rav Yosef and Abaye about the following case. The Korah was more than 20 amos high, and now he's doing what's called lemait, and lemait means he does a landfill with either stones or earth so that the space, the airspace between the landfill as it raises the level of the ground and the korah on top is now less than or equal to 20 amos. According to Rav Yosef, the amount of depth going into the mavui is that of one tefach, which is exactly below the korah, which is also one tefach thick. So you've got one tefach that you raised the level of the ground, and that is enough. So if you were to stand on that tefach and look directly up, you would see the korah. According to Abaye, on the other hand, you need a landfill that goes deep into the alleyway, into the mavui of four tefachim. And the Gemara now is going to try to understand this machlokas. The Gemara says, Demandi Omar, according to one Mandi Omar, that's Rav Yosef, Tefach. And the reason for that is because Mutul Ishtamesh Tachas HaKorah, that if you were to stand directly underneath the Korah, which is, as we said, one Tefach in thickness, you would be inside the Mavui. And the reason you're inside the Mavui, and therefore you're allowed to carry, is because of a principle called P Tikra Yored Vesosem, which means, in this particular case, it means that the outer surface, outer meaning towards the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the outer surface of the Korah goes all the way down, and that's called God Asik Mechitzos, God Achis Mechitzos, and therefore the area directly underneath the Korah is inside the Mavu. Now we turn to Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Uman Diomer, but Abaye holds Arba Tefachim. You need a depth of four Tefachim. Kasavar, he holds Osur Lishtamesh Tachas HaKorah. It means that the Yored Vesosem of the Korah is from the inner side of the Korah, the inner flat surface of the Korah. That goes down, but if you're directly underneath the Korah, you're outside the Mavui. You're outside the Mavui. So the fact that you have raised the ground one tefach, which is keneged the Korah, that's not going to do it for you, because you're outside the Mavui. We need to have a Korah that you can see, they have a Heker Korah, and you recognize it when you are inside the Mavui. So therefore, we need a significant area inside the Mavui, which is raised, and a significant area, which is called in Hebrew a Makom Chashuv, is four tefachim. Gemara says, Lo, Dekuli Alma Savri, Mutul Ishtamesh Tachas HaKorah. Everybody. Oh boy. Now I'm hearing. Oh shucks. Alright. Try to do again the best we can. Oh. So now the Gemara is saying, Kuli Alma, everybody agrees. Mutul Ishtamesh Tachas HaKorah. Even Abaye agrees that the Korah itself and the land directly below the Korah is inside the Mavui. Bahaka Miflegi, what is there for the Machlokas? Mar Sover Mishum Heker, Umar Sover Mishum Mechitza. Rav Yosef holds that the purpose of the Korah is a heker, to remind yourself that you have separated the Mavui from the Rishus HaRab, and all you need is to look up and see the Korah, that itself sets up a heker. Marsover, but Abai holds Korah Mishum Mechitza. We need a Mechitza, and the Chachamim say that a Mechitza is only viable if it surrounds an area that has the width of four tefachim. If it's a makom chashiv, like for example a Rishus HaYachid has mechitzos that surround an area that's a minimum of four tefachim in width, and therefore since Abaye holds that the purpose of the Korah and its function is to set up a mechitza to close off the, we have already three mechitzos, now we need a fourth mechitza to close off the mavui, then you must have the ability for that Korah to serve as a mechitza for a minimum area for tefachim, which is the minimum area that a mechitza could serve. Otherwise, it's not called a mechitza. So that when the Korah is above Esrim Amma, it does not go all the way down to form a mechitza. If, on the other hand, you have an area, a depth into the Mavui that's been raised by a landfill, and now you're standing on that landfill so that there's less than a 20 amah space up to the Korah, now the Korah could go down and serve as a mechitza, and it's now surrounding an area of four tefachim. Ibai Seim of the Gemara has another interpretation. The Kuli Alma, everybody agrees that Korah Mishum Heker. Even Abai agrees that the Korah is just a reminder to make sure that you see that this is a mavui and it's separated from Rishus HaRab. Mahacha, the machlokis is beheker shel mata ubeheker shel mala kamiflegi. Demar sover, Rabbi Yosef holds, I'm reading heker shel mata ke heker shel mala. Umar sover, Rabbi disagrees, and he holds lo, I'm reading heker shel mata ke heker shel mala. Rabbi Yosef says that just like a heker in the on the top, which is the Korah, it's sufficient that you have one tefach, so too lamata, when you're standing down on the ground, all you need is to have a heker of a tefach. But Abai says, wait a minute, you're standing all the way on the bottom, and that's called lamata, then you need more of a heker on the bottom. You have to have more of a, so to speak, a space to move around. The heker shel mata is a heker only for someone who's standing, you know, on a solid piece of ground, and he's omed on a minimum of four tefachim. Ibai same another possibility. Kuliyama lo pligi. Everybody agrees that I'm reading heker shel mata heker shel malo. Even where he's standing on the bottom, on the ground, over on top of this raised ground, it's enough that he sees a tefach's worth of a korah. That's enough to establish a heker. But hachab gzera shemi yifchos kamiflgi. What bothers Abaye is that since people are stepping on the bottom, on the landfill, then with the course of time, the ground is going to sink, and if that be the case, it's going to be lowered to the point where again the problem again arises that the Korah is more than 20 amos above the ground level, because now you're sinking the landfill by constantly stepping upon it. Therefore, Abai wants to make sure that there's an area that's a lot larger than just one small tefach in order to minimize the fear of yifchos, of depressing that landfill. Okay, now, until now, we've been discussing the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Abaye regarding a situation of a korah that's too high. The entranceway into the mavui is too high. Now we're going to discuss the case where the entranceway is too low, meaning the korah is below Asara Tfachim, the minimum height of a Korah has to be Asara Tfachim. So chokakbo means that we dig into the ground. So now, instead of raising the level of the ground, we're lowering the level of the ground and causing it to sink lower. We're excavating the ground, if you will, in order to get it to be asara tfachim, so that the korah is now 10 tfachim above the ground. So the Gemara asks, kama chokek, how deep do you have to dig into the ground? So the Gemara right away asks, what do you mean kama chokek? Kama tzorech le? It all depends upon how low the korah is. If the korah is low by a tefach, so it's only 9 tfachim from the ground, then we have to dig in 1 tefach to be mashlim tasara. If, let's say, the korah is 8 tfachim above the ground, then you have to dig in 2 tfachim. So the Gemara says, Ella mishcho bekama. When we dig into the ground, how far deep into the alleyway do we have to go, into the mavli? Rav Yosef Omar, biarba, meaning 4 tfachim. Abai Omar, biarba amos. And Rav Yosef is of the opinion that once you have an area which is 4 tfachim in depth, which is called the Orech HaMavui, is 4 tfachim, then it's called a Mavui, and you can be Matir Tiltul in that Mavui with a Korah. And Abai holds no. In the minimum size, or depth, if you will, of the Mavui is 4 Amos. And if it's less than 4 Amos, it's not called a Mavui, and you can't be Matir with a Korah. Lema, should we assume, Bidarabi Ami, Verav Asi, Komiflegi? We have a joint statement, a ruling of Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi, and we're going to soon see that Rav Yosef accepts this ruling. Abai did not accept this ruling. The Itmar, Mavui Shenifrats Mitzido, if part of the Kosel, right, because every Mavui that we're talking about now has 3 walls, 2 walls, 1 on the right, 1 on the left, and then at the end of the Mavui, a 3rd wall. And let's say the wall on the right, for example, was breached, it was broken, Klape Rosho, and it's very close to the entranceway into the Mavui, is Itmar Mishmei Ravi Amir Rav Asi, Yesham Pas Arba, Matir Bepirza Adas Ad Esen. In other words, if the pirza itself, the broken area, is up to but not beyond 10 amos, so then we don't view it as a pirza, the kosel still exists. And now, what's left of this wall? When you enter into the mavui, on your right side, you have a kosel that is 4 tfachim in width. And then the korah is still valid, and it's matir the mavui betiltul im lav pochos mishlosha matir, but shlosha eino matir. So if the piece of wall when you come in on your right is 3 tfachim, then we apply the principle called lavud, and we imagine that there's no pirza at all. But if the width of the pirza, okay. So again, if pachos me'asor tfachim means if the again the pas now is less than 4 tfachim, and the rochav of the pirza is less than shlosha tfachim, so that's okay, because then lavud tells me we see it as sasum, as if it was closed up, but shlosha tfachim, so you've got less on this pas, this broken remnant of the wall. You have more than 3 tfachim, but less than 4 tfachim, is then eino matir. The mavui is not subject, it doesn't lend itself to a heter of korah, and we assume that people will no longer use the entranceway because you have this breach, which is, let's say 9.9 amos long. That's a much more comfortable way of entering into the mavui. Don't bother going through the entranceway. And the Gemara now assumes that Rav Yosef Islay de Rav Ami Rav Asi, Rav Yosef accepted this ruling of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, and therefore if there's a pass of Arba Tfachim at the head of the Mavui, meaning the entranceway into the Mavui that's left standing, and the Pirtz again is less than 10 Amos, then the Korah is Mati the Mavui, and the reason for that is because the Korah is now serving an area that has 4 Tfachim. And if it has 4 Tfachim, that's the minimum shear for a Mavui. Abai Lesley the Rav Ami Rav Asi, he rejects them. He holds that the pas would have to be 4 amos in length in order for the Rosh HaMavui, the entranceway into the Mavui, with the Korah on top, to be matir a Mavui. The Mavui has to have a minimum shear of 4 amos. Amalcha Abaye. Abaye says, I can agree with Rav Ami and Rav Asi, and that would not contradict my position. Hasam. Sof Mavui, Aval Hochet Chilas Mavui. In the case of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, we're talking about Sof Mavui, meaning the Mavui from the beginning, from the get-go, was kosher, and then it was breached, and it became posel. And in such a case, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi recognize and validate as sufficient a shear of 4 tfachim in order to maintain its status as a mavui. But hacha, here we're talking about a case where the korah was placed below asara tfachim, and we're dealing with tchilas mavui. In other words, we have to basically create a new mavui, and the requirements of creating a new mavui are much more strict than reestablishing as valid a mavui that from the get-go was a kosher mavui. And therefore, Yikar Ba Amos in Ilo Lo. If you want to create a Mavui, a brand new Mavui, then you need 4 Amos. Okay, now you've managed to prove, Abaye, that you can square yourself off and reconcile yourself with Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi. But how do you know that 4 Tfachim is not enough? Amar Abaye, Mino immediately. What's my source on the base of which the shear of Mavui has to be more than 4 tfachim? Desanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ein Mavui Nitar Belechi Vekora, the requirement of a Mavui for a Heter Lechi Vekora, Ad Shiu Batim Vechatzeros Psucha Musocho. That means you have 2 Chatzeros that spill into this Mavui. Each Chatzer has 2 houses. And that means you have to have 2 entranceways into the Mavui, one for each Chatzer. Ve'ibe Arba, and if you're telling me that the depth of the Mavui is 4 Tfachim, as Rav Yosef would insist, Hechi Mishkach Eslo, how is it possible? Because again, the minimum Pesach, the minimum size of a Pesach is 4 Tfachim in width. Now you have 2 Chatzeros spilling in to this Mavui, and the Mavui itself has only a depth of 4 tfachim, right? Because that's where you did the sinking, right? You sunk the you excavated the karka 4 tfachim. So you now have 4 tfachim's worth of depth into the Mavui. But how can you get 2 psachim of 4 tfachim each coming from 2 different chatzeros? It's just physically impossible. And we have to also keep in mind that every Pesach has to have what's called mezuzos. It has to have like a frame on both sides, and that's going to again minimize the size of 4 tfachim. V'chi teima de pasach le v'dofen ha'em tzai. Maybe you'll say, okay, the depth is 4 tfachim, but the width is more than 4 tfachim. And if the width is more than 4 tfachim, then certainly you'll be able to get 2 chatzeros that open into that mavui. That's impossible, because our Omer of Nachman, Naktidon, means we have a Kabbalah that Ezu mavui shenitar belechi v'kara kolsha arko yeser al rachvo ubatim chatzeres psuchim l'socha. We need that the length or the depth of the mavui has to be greater than that of the rochav of the width. And if you're telling me now that you have a very wide opening here in this mavui, and the depth is only 4 tfachim, then it's not a mavui, because a mavui has to have a greater depth, which is called orach, than rochav, than its width. So the Gemara says that now we have a clear-cut proof that Abai is right, that there's no way that you can have the depth of a mavui of 4 tfachim. So the Gemara now turns it around for Rav Yosef. How is Rav Yosef going to justify the depth of the mavui at 4 tfachim? How is he going to get 2 openings from 2 different chatzeros when the entire depth of the mavui into which these 2 chatzeros are entering, with each one with their own respective pesach, is only 4 tfachim? And Rav Yosef answers the pasuk lebekeren zavitz, that what you do is you imagine a diagonal. A diagonal is always greater than the size of the square. So if you have, if they're coming on an angle from each chatzer is entering into the mavi from an angle, then even though the mavi only has a depth of 4 tfachim, you'll be able to have a pesach of 4 tfachim for each one of the 2 chatzeros. Apparently, Abaye doesn't think that when we talk about the laws of a mavui, we have to imagine a very unusual kind of situation called a keren zavitz. But okay, so fine. Now, Abaye is complacent. He's convinced himself that it cannot be that the depth of the mavui is 4 tfachim. Okay, but how does he know it's 4 amos? Omar Abaye minah minalei, how do I know that the minimum depth of a mavui is 4 amos? The Omar Ami Bar Chama, Omar Avhuna, Lechi Abolet Midofno Shel Mavui. Now we're talking about a case where you have a kosel on the right that goes through the entire length of the Mavui. At the entranceway, you put up a strong piece of a wall, and that's going to be what we call a supporting wall. That's going to support the wall that's in front of the various chatzeros, in front of the batim, and so forth. So it's a supporting wall. And the question is whether that wall, again, it's on a 90-degree angle, if you follow what I mean. In other words, as you enter into the mavui, you're going to see a wall that goes from, we'll call it horizontal, that goes from west to east, and that's on a 90-degree angle of the wall that goes, you know, north and south, you know, straight down the mavui. And Rav Huna says, pachos me'arba amos, if this lechi that you're placing, you know, in a 90-degree angle, again, smack up against the kosel, if it's less than four amos in length, nido mishum lechi, could serve as a lechi, and eino tzorach lechi achlatir, there's no need to add another lechi. But arba amos, if on the other hand, this blita, this lechi that sticks out of the wall on a 90-degree angle and faces you in front, north to, you know, west to east, if it's more than 4 amos in length, nidon mishum mavui, meaning we see it as an extension of the kosel, because again we said it was there to strengthen and support the kosel, and therefore tzarech lechi achlatiro. If it's part of the kosel, then it's part of the very structure of the mavui, and it's not a lechi. You have to add another lechi. The Gemara is going to discuss at great length where you put the other lechi, and we see clearly from this statement of Rav Huna that the size of this lechi, which now is so long, it's got such a rochav that we now consider it to be part of the mavi itself, is 4 amos, and that means that the shear of a mavi is 4 amos. In other words, we're equating the shear of the bleitas hakosel, when it's considered part of the mavui, with the shear of the mavui itself. And therefore we're going to derive the conclusion that a mavui has to have a shear of 4 amos. And Tosus adds another point. He says, Kevan shall lechi rochav b'kishir shall hechsher mavui eno nikar shehu meshamesh lechi. It's a lechi that has that width, which is equivalent to the size of a hechsher mavui, is no longer a lechi. It cannot be considered as a lechi. So what do we do now, according to Rav Yosef, who says that the shear of a mavui is only 4 tfachim? Gemara says, Rav Yosef lafuki mitoras lechi ad deika arba amos. But lemehevi mavu yafilu arba tfachim nami hevi mavu. In other words, when you're talking about a lechi and you want to know whether it can serve as a lechi to be matir the mavu or not, then once it's got a shear of 4 amos, which is a very significant shear, and a length of 4 amos, then we say that it no longer looks like a lechi, it looks like part of the structure of the mavui. But as far as the shear of a mavui is concerned, all we need is 4 tfachim. Gufa, the Gemara now goes back to study this halacha of Rav Huna. Omar Rami Bar Choma Rav Huna, lechi avolit midafyo, midafno shel mavui. Here we're going to turn to the Afheyam and Beis. Pochos me arba amos, nidon mishum lechi. The ain't tzarich lechi achelat tiro, arba amos nido mishum mavu v'tzarich lechi achelat tiro also lechi hecham amido. So let's assume that the lechi abolit now has the width of 4 amos. Where do you put the extra lechi? Eid muki lebadei. If you're going to put it directly attached to the 4 amos lechi, then osufei hudiko mosifale, you're really just, in effect, extending the lechi, the original lechi that was 4 amos. You're just adding to that lechi. You're not adding a new lechi, you're just extending the old lechi. Because the eye cannot differentiate that extra piece that you put in from the rest of the lechi, because it's directly attached to the lechi. Omrav papa, demukile le'idok gisa. This lechi of 4 amos is on your right. You'll set up a lechi at the left corner of the entranceway into the mavui. Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua Mar no. Afilu tev de bukile by day. You can even set up a lechi as an attachment, so to speak, as an additional part to the 4 amos original lechi, in one of the following two ways. Either the mitafe bay, which means that the lechi that you're adding is going to be higher than the other lechi, or demivtarle, or it's going to be lower than the other lechi. And as far as lechi is concerned, we're fine. We now have a lechi that is discernible to the eye because it's either taller or shorter than the other lechi that's bole midafyo midafno shalmov. When do we say that you have to add another lechi? Shmona. If the entranceway into the mavui is 8 amos, or more than 8 amos, then if you have this lechi abolet, which is 4 amos, then you have to add another lechi. Mavui 7 amos. In other words, instead of having a mavui that was 8 amos wide, you had a mavui, the entranceway is only 7 amos wide, then nitar, the omed meruba ala parutz, then in such a case, we don't need another lechi, because we have a principle of omed meruba ala parutz, which means now you have a lechi of 4 amos, and if the entire entranceway, the width of the entranceway is 7 amos, now you only have an opening of 3 amos. So you've closed up this area, and it's considered as if you've completely added another closure here. You associate the Pesach. You virtually close the opening. And Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua adds a Kal V'chomer. And he says the following. V'kal v'chomer mechatzer. I'll prove to you that you could be mati the mavi betiltul in the case of parutz of omed merubal aparutz based on a kavachom from chotzer. Now we have to keep in mind that in general, to be matir a chotzer is more chomerdik than to be matir mavui. For example, to be matir a chotzer, it's not enough to use a lechi, you need a pasa for tfachim. You also might need two lechayayim, one on each side. So a chotzer is more chomer. Uma chotzer, she'en any teres belechi v'kora, one lechi is not enough, one korah is not enough. You need a pasuk for tefachim. Nevertheless, niteres ba'omei be merubal aparutz. Let's say you have a lot of different openings in the four walls that surround the chotzer. Nevertheless, if you're left with mechitzos, you're left with walls in which the omeid is merubal aparutz, you have more walls than you have empty space, open space, then you're allowed to be metaltel in that chotzer. You don't even need any tikkun. Is mavui shenitar belechi a korah? Mavui is relative to chotzer kal with a kuf. Is eno din she nitar be omeid merubal aparutz? How much more so should omeid merubal aparutz be enough to serve as a kind of closure to the mavui, and you don't even need a lechi? Good. That's the kal v'chomer. So now the Gemara is going to reject this kal v'chomer based on a sheet of Rav Huna that we'll have back later on in Daf Vav. Malach chotzer shekein pirtzosa bi eser tomer b'mavui shepirtzosa bi arba. With regard to a mavui, I'm sorry, let's start with the chotzer. With regard to a chotzer, you can have a pirtza that's more than 10 amos wide. So let's say one of the walls was breached, and you have a breach of more than 10 amos, and the chotzer is still mutter. But Masha'enkein, Tomar b'mavui, mavui has a limitation that the pirtza cannot be more than Arba, which means that if you have a pirtz of four tfachim, that's enough to generate an iser on the mavui. And that's the shita of Rav Huna, which we'll have on Daf Vav. So the Gemara answers, Kasav Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, mavui nami pirtzoso b'eser. That even a mavui is allowed a pirtz of up to 10 amos. And if there's no kula in chatzer more than there is in mavui in any din, and once again we now have the kal v'chomer with regard to omei merubal aparutz. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, leman kamrinon. After all, the entire statement of Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua is coming to explain whose statement, le Rav Huna, to the statement of Rav Huna that a lechi abole bidofno shel mavui needs another lechi to be matir. And on that, Rav Huna said, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua said that only applies if the mavi is 8 amos wide, but if the mavi is only 7 amos wide, you can be matir it with omei merubal aparutz. You don't even need another lechi for Rav Huna, but Rav Huna himself is pirtzosu b'arbas v'ulei. He holds, later on in Daf Vav, that the pirtz of a mavui is arba tfachim. And therefore we go back to our original question here, how can you derive mavui in terms of being matir with omei merubal aparutz from chatzer with a kal v'chomer, when chatzer has a kula that it allows for a pirtz of even 10 amos, whereas a mavui only allows a pirtz of 4 amos? So more answers, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, taima d'nafshei komar. He's not trying to explain what the opinion of Rav Huna is. He has his own opinion. When he said lo amaron to qualify the statement of Rav Huna, what he meant to say that if we accept the sheet of Rav Huna, then it would only apply, meaning when you have this blita, you know, you have this lechi abole midofyo, and Rav Huna said that you need another lechi because it's 4 amos, comes along Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua and he gives you his own svar, and he says logically I'm going to conclude that if the entire entrance into the Mavui is all told seven amos, then I'm going to be matir this Mavui with Omeid Merubal HaParutz, because I have here a Lechi HaBolet of four amos. And I don't accept Rav Huna's Shita that the Pirtz of a Mavui is four amos. My Shita, my opinion is that the Pirtz of a Mavui is ten amos, which means it's identical to a Chatzer. And therefore, Rav Huna Brady Rav Yeshua could allow for this Kal Vachomer. Rav Ashi Omar, Afilu Tema B'mavui Shmona Nami Lo Tzorich Lechi. Even if you want to argue, says Rav Ashi, that the Mavui that has a width, an opening, an entrance of eight amos, exactly eight amos, it doesn't require a Lechi. And the reason for that is because we're going to assume that the Lechi itself will probably cover most of the opening. And if you, let's say you want to be mitzamtem, you want to be very exact about it. Let's say you measure the opening of the Mavui and you come to the conclusion that it is eight amos wide, and you measure this Lechi HaBolet and you come to the conclusion that it's four amos wide, is then Mimonafshach, he says. E omeid nafish, if we cannot be mitzamtzem, we cannot measure it exactly, so we're going to assume that the Lechi itself is rachav yosef and aparutz, meaning the open area here is not four amos, it's, let's say, 3.99 amos, and the Lechi is four amos, is nitar, then we can be matir this mavui with omeid merubal aparutz. The e paritz nafish, and if we'll come to the conclusion that the open space of this eight amos entranceway is larger and is wider than the lechi itself, which is four amos. Let's say, for example, maybe the lechi is 3.99 amos, whereas the open space is 4.001 amos. Is then nido mishum lechi? Then we can be matir this mavui, because the Lechi HaBolet is now less than a width of four amos, and therefore it serves as a Lechi. My Amrit, and what are you going to counter-argue? The Shavi Chavayu Ki Adadi, maybe we were able to be Mitzamtein, and we'll come to the conclusion that the Lechi and the open area, the Pirtza, is exactly the same shear, meaning it's four amos of Lechi and exactly four amos of Parutz, and therefore we don't have Omeid Merubal HaParutz, and the Lechi itself is too wide, it's four amos wide to be a Lechi. The answer is Havilei Safik Divreim V'Safik Divreim LaHakel. We really don't know one way or the other which is larger, which is wider, whether it's the Parutz part or the Lechi part, and there's at least a 50% chance after we're doing all our precise measurement that the open part is greater. I'm sorry, the other way around. That the Lechi part is greater, it's wider than the open part, the airspace, which would mean that we have a Omeid Merubal HaParutz. So, in a case of a Drabanan, when we're dealing with a prohibition of a Mavui, because keep in mind, on a Daraisa level, as we've said over and over again, a Mavui has three Mechitzos, it's Rechon Shusay Yochel, you're allowed to carry in a Mavui. It's only a rabbinic prohibition, is in a case of a Safik Drabana, we could be Mekil. And before we end the shir, I just want to introduce the sugya for tomorrow. Omar Rav Chanin Bar Rava, Omar Rav Mavui Shen Nifratz. If you have a Mavui that the wall was breached, and on Daf Vav Amud Aleph it says Mitzido, on one side, meaning one of the long walls of the Mavui was breached, and if that Pirtza, that opening is B'eser, it's more than 10 amos, that's called a Pirtza, and you cannot be mat to the Mavui. But if the Pirtza is only 9.9 amos, or for that matter, up to 10 amos, including 10 amos, then it doesn't generate an iser on the mavui, and it's not called a pirta, but rather it's called a pesach, merosho. Now, if on the other hand the pirta is merosho, that means on the kosel at the beginning of the mavui, when you enter into the mavui from Rishus Arabim, and lo hayav mavui parts kulo el milvada pesach, hayisham gam kosel, the nifrat's also kosel, is then a pirta seres biarbot fochim. And here you have a little bit of a diagram here where you have a pirta berosh hamavu. Okay, then, so this is where we're going to stop for today on the top of that vav and aleph. And I'll take this opportunity to wish you and I success in Daf Vav, which is the next Daf for Daf Yomi, because that's a challenging Daf. Let me...